most people want to live and die on their own terms. But to have the death you want requires having a conversation about your wishes, how much medical intervention you want, who you want to visit, where you want to be cared for. People are not having these conversations. Side Effects Public Media's Samantha Horton decided to look into why they might be valuable, even for someone very young.
I'm 25 years old, and minus the occasional bag of M&Ms I consume, I'm overall healthy. So for me, advanced care planning was never something I personally thought about. And heck, I didn't even know what it was. But 3 years ago, my grandmother passed away. And after witnessing some of her bad days before she died, I started to wonder, what could we have done to make her passing better? And what if a worst case scenario happened to me? Would my family know what medical choices I wanted? I met Karen Walker in a local coffee shop one rainy Friday afternoon. Karen is going to walk me through my own advanced care plan. We ordered our drinks and sat down.
I'll start with a few questions. Tell me what brings you here today.
I guess even though I'm younger, I want to have some sort of direction in my life in case something were to happen. So apparently I'm bucking a trend by being here today. Just over a quarter of adults in the U.S. have an advanced care plan, according to a 2014 report. As I found out, Karen and her late husband Gene didn't have one either. It just never came up. And then it was too late.
We had lots of conversations sitting in our living room after we retired and moved to New Harmony. And we talked about a lot of things, but one of the things we didn't talk about was advanced care planning.
And now that her husband's gone, she still wonders sometimes if she did the right thing. After that, she created her own plan and now helps others do the same. And as I found out, advanced care directives are more than just a do not resuscitate form.
What cultural, religious, spiritual, or personal beliefs, if any, do you have that might help you choose the care you want or do not want?
I think I'd want music. She also asked me about what treatments I might want if I were in a sudden car accident.
The doctors believe there's little chance you will recover the ability to know who you are or who you are with. Would you want to continue medical treatment to keep you alive? Or would you want to stop medical treatment to keep you alive?
And I realized, yeah, I do want the treatments. In case of crisis, I want my family to fight for me. So I got some clarity about my vision for end of life. But a lot of people still don't have that. These conversations don't always come naturally. One way to possibly break the culture is to get the younger generations talking about it now, says Indiana University School of Nursing professor Dr. Susan Hickman.
Really part of shifting the culture is to start normalizing those conversations, to have discussions about goals and values and preferences be a normal thing that happens in a variety of settings.
Once I finished my conversation, Karen handed me the notes she had taken. I knew what the next step was. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. So I recently did a advanced care planning conversation, and I just wanted to kind of walk you through what we discussed.
Okay.
After I finished explaining my plan, I had another question for my dad. I have to ask, do you have an advanced care plan or anything like that?
No.
Have you thought about getting one?
Not until you mention it here, but I guess it probably would be a good idea.
Something you can count on us discussing around a dinner table this holiday season. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Samantha Horton.